This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday to all. We have a beautiful day outside, nice and sunny. Let's hope it stays that way. It hasn't been like that much this spring. I am Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and I am joined, of course, by our Erie County Sheriff's Office Sheriff John Garcia, as well as significant members of his staff who he will introduce from the Erie County offices and departments that are under my auspices. We are joined by the Commissioner of the Department of Environment and Planning, Dan Castle. We are also joined by the Deputy Commissioner for Buildings and Grounds in the Department of Public Works, Tracy Sahaki, as well as the Commissioner of the Department of Mental Health, Sarah Bonk. Mark Roundtree from the Department of Environment and Planning is here, and we also have Rob Fish, one of our consultants, as we are here to discuss the comprehensive facility and operational needs assessment that was performed through the Department of Environment and Planning to determine the future of our facilities that we have for incarcerated individuals in Erie County. As most people know, we have two facilities in Erie County. We have the Holding Center downtown, which is apparently 100 years old, and we have a facility that was built in 1980s in Alden, the correctional facility. When they were constructed, the holding center was for pre-convicted inmates and detainees, and the correctional facility was made for those that were serving their sentences. But over time, that changed, where there are pre-conviction detainees at the correctional facility, and there are individuals who are serving sentences down at the holding center. And we have this old, very old holding center, which we know has significant issues associated with it. This is something that I think we all understood needs to be undertaken, the analysis and moving forward, though cost-wise, it is very expensive. We wanted to figure out what was the best way forward. And so the analysis is now complete. It is a comprehensive, as I said, facility and operational needs assessment for the Erie County Holding Center and Erie County Correctional Facility that was done in conjunction with the Department of Environment and Planning and the Erie County Sheriff's Office. It was a complete assessment that looked at the facilities, the needs as they stand today with the number of detainees and inmates that are in any one given day in both facilities, as well as the needs of the greater community. This was not just a site assessment of the buildings. It was also a discussion in the community. And as part of the consulting team, Arthur Hall and Arthur Hall Consulting went out and talked to members of the community to figure out what were their needs associated with potentially having a family member or a loved one in one of these facilities. So I want to thank Sheriff John Garcia and his team for the openness and working with our team to come up with an analysis that I feel is a very good analysis, a complete analysis, and one that we jointly believe there's only really one path forward, and that is to significantly renovate the facility at Alden, build additional complexes there on land that we already own and then close the holding center downtown with that location to be determined a future use, whether it's demolished or potentially sold to a private developer for an adaptive reuse project. The option that we're choosing is also the least expensive of the options that are available. But just because it's least expensive does not mean it is inexpensive. The option itself costs over $400 million. $428,805,807. And considering this will need to be borrowed money, when we are talking about the long-term debt service associated with this money, we're talking over $700 million to construct with an annual debt service payment of a little over $25 million. Now, one of the features of this proposal is that it will allow the sheriff's office through attrition to reduce the headcount of the number of staff that are needed, because now you do not have two facilities that need to be maintained. You have one modern facility that is maintained. And it is believed as a result of that, that there could be up to $15 million in savings on an annual basis due to the reduction in headcount, as well as other savings that would be created over time. That is key because it allows for not only this to become much more affordable for the people of Erie County, because we're not paying the exact amount in operating costs today once this facility is open, or actually operating costs are expected to go down. So we would see savings as a result of the construction of the new facility and renovation of the facility at Alden. As I said, this is a difficult, from a dollar sense, option to look at, but it's the most cost-effective option compared to the others, which are approximately $700 million in total. And when you look at the debt service over a 30-year period, it's almost $1.2 to $1.3 billion. So this option is the one that's most cost-effective and gives us the safest facility, the best facility for the Erie County Sheriff's Office to house our incarcerated individuals. I know that a conversation was held yesterday with members of the caucuses from the Erie County Legislature, both the Democratic and Republican caucuses. I will not speak for them, but our belief is the conversations went well. I want to note that doing nothing is really not an option, because if we do nothing, we're still going to have almost $220 million of maintenance costs to put into at the holding center downtown, as well as at the correctional facility. So for those who say you should do nothing and just keep it like it is because then it won't cost us anything, it's going to cost us roughly half the cost of building this brand new facility in Alden. So there really is no option of doing nothing. And we know, and it's not a statement against the Erie County Sheriff's Office or a team, the holding center is just an old, antiquated facility that is very difficult to maintain. I've taken tours in it. It is not a place you want to go. It is not a place that's suitable for modern incarceration methods. What is appropriate is building a new facility in Alden on land we already own, so there'll be no land acquisition costs, which if we were to build a new facility on a brand new parcel in downtown Buffalo, we would have substantial land acquisition costs. This will come up with the best option for the people of Erie County in the future. I want to once again thank the sheriff and his team for their hard work and coming up with our partners in this report. This was a comprehensive analysis. This was not something that was done very quickly. It cost a lot of money to do this report. It will cost a lot of money to actually build this new facility, but we will have a better and safer facility, not just for the detainees and inmates, but for the staff that works there. It has to be done. And I think we are the right people to get it done. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Sheriff to offer any comments that he has, and then our Commissioner of Environment and Planning, Dan Castle, will go through the proposal in a little bit more detail. So, Sheriff.
Thank you, County Executive, and very well stated. It really has been an honor working with the County Executive. I want to thank the County Executive and his entire team for putting this forward. I want to thank the legislature for approving the funds to do the study and conduct the study. I can't say enough about DLR and the people that we've worked with. We've had a very good conversation. We've given them a lot of data. I want to thank Superintendent Mike Phillips, Chief Tom Dina, the undersheriff, Bill Cooley. As the county executive said, this is not something that is a want. This is a need. And, you know, when we took over the Erie County Correctional Facility, the Erie County Sheriff's Office, 30 years ago, it should have been considered then. But here we are, 2025, and we're going to see a very good savings as far as security goes. We're going to see it with other duplication of services. You know, the county executive mentioned about the savings for just security staff in the first year. The study mentioned about 136 less staff, security staff. Each and every time we go to the legislature for an additional job, we always considered $150,000, which is salary, benefits, legacy costs. That's over $20 million right there. And then you take into consideration every other duplication of services. As I tell people, this is not having another house. This is having another house with a family in it. So from feeding, lodging, assessing their medical conditions, be it mental health, physical health, and so forth. So I want to thank Commissioner Dan Castle, tremendous partner. As always, I want to thank Tracy Sakakis here for Bill Gary. The county executive mentioned if we do nothing going forward, we still have $200 million in capital projects to bring both the Erie County Correctional Facility and the holding center up to date, you know, updated. It's made out of concrete. It's made out of steel. We just in having internet run in the at the holding center to give the incarcerated tablets was a nightmare. It just, when it was built to lock the door and throw away the key. Now we have programming. Tom Dean has done a great job with all those programs. Sarah Bonk, the Commissioner of Mental Health, comes in each and every day with her staff to help out. This is a new world of corrections. It's no longer jails and prisons. It's about correcting behavior, helping out with medical issues, and in this short period of time that we have people in our custody, to make them better and not to have them return. We do not want return customers. It's a better site for our staff. You see the issues that New York State Department of Corrections has with 4,500 less corrections officers. We don't have that problem today, but I can't say we will or will not have that problem in 10, 15 years. It's a very difficult job. So if our staff is happier, if everybody that comes in to work has better working conditions, if our incarcerated have air conditioning and heating and it's just all the basic needs, 22 medical beds, incredible. We go from 2 to 22. It's a home run. And as the county executive said, it's the only one that makes sense economically. We own about 150 acres there. We don't know what's going to happen in 50 years, if we need to expand, if we need to do something different. We never know what legislation is going to come out of Albany, how we have to, you know, keep on moving in the right direction. But I can tell you this. This is a generational project that's going to change many people's lives, and it's going to change people's lives for the better. When the Erie County Holding Center was built in 1939, War Memorial Stadium, the old rock pile, was built, and so was the Yard. They're no longer around, and I can't wait for the day that we move to Alden and we treat our people in Erie County much better than we're doing so today. We're a better community than to have people in our custody have to go to the Erie County Holding Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.